All right, Time with Trash with LT is brought to you by the great folks at Mortgage Right. Hit it, Rockstar.
Thank you very much for this, for giving me this. And I appreciate my fans also. My wife and my girlfriend. I'm so sorry, my wife.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Hey, it's the American dream to buy your own home, and Mortgage Right wants to make that dream a reality. With branches across the country, Mortgage Right has all of the resources of a nationwide organization while maintaining the charm of a local lender. Mortgage Right makes home buying simple. If you're looking for a quick and caring mortgage experience, Mortgage Right is your go-to lender. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today to get started. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. Brown, I know you're going to love this. All things pumpkin flavor coming to Trader Joe's this fall, just right up the road from
us. You do like the pumpkin flavor.
My wife buys these cookies. I don't even know how to describe them.
Pumpkin flavored?
Well, they are pumpkin flavored, Rockstar, but it's like it. I can't even describe them, but it's got a little cream in the middle. I love them.
I'll tell you, the first few here sound good. All right. Pumpkin bagels, I could do that.
Yep, I'd try that. Toasted with some butter on it, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Pumpkin cream cheese, I could do that.
Yep, absolutely, on the pumpkin bagel.
Pumpkin waffles?
Yeah.
I could do that.
I think I've had that, actually.
Pumpkin Greek yogurt? I could do that.
Yeah, I'll try it. Yeah.
I mean, pumpkin oats? I could do it.
Yeah, probably so.
Pumpkin ice cream? I'm in.
You've tried it?
I said I would try it.
Yeah.
This is where it gets a little weird.
Okay.
I'm a big hummus fan, but pumpkin hummus doesn't do it for me.
You would do pumpkin ice cream before you would pumpkin hummus?
Yeah. I like my hummus spicy.
Which is just smashed up black-eyed peas.
Yeah, but that's more of the salty treat to the sweet.
Yeah.
The pumpkin.
Chickpeas, you're thinking.
Can I tell you, we have
black-eyed peas. That way it is.
We have bad hummus.
Mud puddle.
No, they do black-eyed pea hummus, too.
Yeah.
Do they really?
They absolutely do. If not, we'll start it tomorrow. Just so you can be correct.
I'm going to look it up.
Somebody, black-eyed pea hummus. We sometimes do pumpkin instead of potatoes. Roasted potatoes, roasted pumpkin squares.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds good, too.
But little sea salt, little
my pumpkin
black pepper,
and hummus, no. Pumpkin Alfredo sauce, I'm out. And pumpkin butter, I could do pumpkin butter.
There are recipes for black-eyed pea hummus. I don't know that you can buy it in a store. I think you just make it.
It's all over the place.
I mean, there's a dude that eats a guy's foot tonight somewhere in the world, okay?
I like Boston bean hummus.
Y'all need to get off out of your gated communities occasionally and go eat with the rest of us.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys some pieces of good advice.
All right.
You can be the ripest, juiciest peach there is, and there will still be people who don't like peaches.
That is true.
That's a great advice.
I don't know how you don't like peaches, though. They are fantastic.
Here's
another
one.
One of the best fruits.
Hating someone is like drinking poison yourself and waiting until it kills them.
Yep.
Yeah, there's some truth to that.
Oh, there is. And again, I don't know. Brown, I don't think you hate anyone.
I try not to.
Dunaway, you only hate a few. I only hate one.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't want to get too deep in this.
I mean, hate is a strong word.
It is a strong word.
I really
don't
know if you hate anybody or not.
I don't know if I do either or not. It's really a fleeting moment when I do.
But can I make the point here, Lance, without getting too deep, that your hate for him, I think, has allowed him to occupy a lot of your mind over the years.
No, really, it only comes up in things like this.
Right, yeah, but it comes up frequently.
Every day.
Yes, almost every day on the show it comes up. Yeah.
Popcorn, it's that son of a...
he's a lousy bastard.
I know a lot of people don't like him. But
it's like in the chat room, you'll occasionally see people that are complaining about their rivals or saying this about their rivals or this. You're like... Yeah. Why do you care so much about the other team?
Yeah, I can't let it go.
Yeah, I know you can, but I guess my point is, look what we're doing. Who knows what he's doing? We've won. We won.
I guarantee he's miserable.
He was bad to all. Well, there you go. You're not miserable. You're having fun in life.
Here's another good piece of advice. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yep. That's another thing that will eat up all your time. If you're always looking at what somebody else has, you don't appreciate what you've got.
Oh, I got to go to the Bahamas, but... He got to go to Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You've always loved Greece, haven't you?
Santorini, that's where you want to go.
Okay, another piece of good advice. Be nice to all of your coworkers. You never know who will become your boss one day.
100% true.
And the final good piece of advice. Don't make permanent decisions on temporary emotions.
True. I got to buy a car.
Boom. Dunaway, you're a little bit of an impulse buyer. You are.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel as though you've done that before?
Oh, I've done that, yeah. Told that story a couple of times about the Suzuki Samurai.
That's right, yeah.
Didn't test drive it, just bought it.
Because I was drove it with the emergency brake all the way.
Yeah, well, the four-wheel drive was locked in, the hubs, all the way from Lexington, Kentucky to Panama City Beach, Florida.
Yeah. Can you imagine how hot?
Going through the Smokies, going downhill, won't go get over 60.
You listen to 38 Special the whole time.
Just blaring.
Caught up in you, man.
That soft top going.
The first time you stopped to buy gas, did you not smell something burning?
Yeah, I was not getting the gas mileage that was on the sticker either. That was still on the window because I hadn't had time to peel it off. Probably should have test drove that thing.
Yeah, probably.
Probably wouldn't have bought it.
I don't even know if I believe this next story, Rocky, but Max Oliver is still working on a lobster boat at the age of 78. That's pretty incredible, right?
Is that the...
When he'll finally get done with it.
Is that the guy from the TV, the reality show? Deadly Sketch?
This is just the main lobster guy. Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Age 78?
78 is impressive, yeah, right?
That is impressive.
If you think that's astounding, it's nothing compared to his crewmate. She's 101 years old. It's Virginia Oliver, Max's mother.
Wow. How about that?
Still climbs onto the ship 3 days a week from May to November to try to catch lobsters off the coast of Maine. Now, together, mother and son work as a tandem, doing one of the most hazardous jobs in the country. Max hauls the traps from the water while Virginia measures their catches, keeping the large lobsters, releasing the ones that are too small. For her, this is her by second nature. She's been lobstering off and on since she was 7 or 8, right before the Great Depression.
Wow.
Before.
She went on to tell the Boston Globe, quote, "It's not hard work for me. It might be for somebody else, but not for me." Now, Virginia shows no signs of slowing down and has no plans of retiring from lobstering. And for anyone who asks how much longer she plans on doing it, she says, quote, "Until I die, and I don't know when that will be."
I mean, just think about that, Brown. If you got that same kind of effort from Nick Saban, that'd be 30 more years of him coaching at Alabama.
That would be 31 pretty remarkable, more years, wouldn't it? Yeah. Do you think it was hard to sell lobster during the Great Depression?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a delicacy.
Yeah, I would imagine.
A plane carrying 134 people made an emergency landing in Austria when one of its passengers refused to leave the toilet.
The toilet?
Yes. According to Belgian aviation site, aviation24.b, local police said passenger locked himself in the toilet shortly after takeoff. The captain of the air flight, WK-371, finally decided to land in Graz around 1:15 p.m. to deal with the situation. Once the plane landed, the man finally let himself out of the toilet without giving any explanation for his behavior. Nothing suspicious was found in his luggage. The man had to continue the final stretch by train once the plane could take off again following the unusual flight delay. Why not just leave him in there?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, you think he's got a bomb or something like that?
You come out of there, we're going to turn this plane around. Promise you.
How upset are you if you're in that plane?
I'd be mad.
If
he's got a bomb, there's really nothing you can do at that point.
That's
anyway.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Well, I'd throw both of my peanuts at him.
Black eyed peanuts.
Six, I eat four.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine opening that bathroom door going, whoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was really nervous.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
He did have a bomb. Yeah. And it's not what we thought. Yeah.
I think we are blown away by these new studies. How about this one? A sting from a bee on your manhood has the potential to enlarge it permanently. This according to a new study by researchers.
Hmm. Potential.
Would you like to work on this team?
Dunaway.
How do you test this one?
Now, according to a recent study, this method was used by the royals of the ancient Egypt to permanently enlarge their manhoods.
Well, now, dedication to the craft.
Who discovered the method from the old Egyptian scripts made curious science. Scientists want to know how it is possible. Now, a small study was conducted on 9 volunteers, different ethnicities. 3 Asians, 3 Africans, and 3 Europeans.
Rockstar, get away from that hornet's nest again.
I'm trying, man.
John Corona, the leader of the bee sting to the manhood research, said he is
incorporated.
Still shocked by the results.
I'm going to need one more on this side over here.
Now, John says his volunteers are all happy. Quote, only one African volunteer is having a hard time because his girl is now scared of his much bigger manhood, end quote.
What a great problem to have, huh? She's scared. Put it away.
The gross size varies person by person, but believe me, some of the guys doubled up in length and girth, according to John. The team said they are now working on whether they can extract whatever substance that causes this permanent reaction from bees so it can be sold over the counter.
We'll be doing commercials for them at some point, I am sure.
I hope they got a big budget.
Not me. I'm exclusive.
That is Trash with LT, brought to you by.
Hey, there is no place like home, and nobody knows that better than Mortgage Right. With locations nationwide, they are the perfect matchmaker to connect you with the home of your dreams. Mortgage Right's team of skilled professionals, they've got the skills and knowledge to move you on with confidence. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to start your home buying journey today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.